Adventures in Censorship!
Poodle.
Nah.
Nugget.
We're on the other side of a two-way mirror at the Obscenity Proving Grounds in Washington, D.C.
Bud.
A U.S. government clinical psychologist and a typical 11-year-old American review potentially harmful words and phrases that someday may be banned from the airwaves in the interest of public safety.
Finger.
Whenever a word excites the child to lasciviousness, it is added to this week's volume of forbidden words. An uncontaminated child is summoned, and testing is resumed.
Mushu.
These state-of-the-art facilities are just a small part of your government's effort to guarantee uninteresting, safe, and predictable radio.
Two